With me tonight is Ed Allen of Ed's Tips on the Kansas City Linux Users Group website. Ed, welcome.
Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. And you have something you want to talk to us about tonight called regular expression. And I guess the first place we want to talk about is, what is a regular expression?
A regular expression is a sort of abbreviated language for describing patterns of text. It's not real clear, is it?
No. Go ahead and try to clarify that for the beginner.
Okay. Almost everyone has seen the file name wildcards at the a DOS command that we're used to doing dir space star dot sar.
Yeah.
The star is one of those abbreviated regular expressions.
Okay, and the question mark was the other.
Yes.
Okay.
Question mark meant a single character, and a star meant any number of any character.
Okay.
Well, those same characters are used in Unix or Linux, except that in DOS, dot was special. It was not allowed within within what got matched by a star.
Okay. Now, is that true in Unix or Linux?
No, it is not.
Okay.
The only characters you cannot have in a Unix file name or path name is slash, because that's a directory separator, and then a null, which is a end of string indicator for C programs. And some C programs don't like to have nulls in the middle of what they get fed.
Okay. Now, a null character, how would one generate a null character? I mean, that's an interesting thing to do. How would you do that?
Well, on some keyboards, you can actually enter in control at, which is the...
A control at, okay.
Yeah, which is a shifted 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hold down the control key and hit the shifted 2, you get a null on some keyboards.
Okay, just a moment, Ed. We're going to have to switch servers here. We'll stand by, everybody. And if you're a station along the line that is broadcasting us, you please identify. This is the Kansas City Linux Users Group. Okay, thank you very much. I'm Craig Martin, and we're back with Ed Allen. And Ed is the editor of Ed's Tips on the Kansas City Linux Users Group website, kclug.org. And just click on the link Ed's Tips there, and you'll find Ed's wonderful writing. Now, Ed is talking to us about regular expressions, the star, the question mark, and the null. And Ed, you just said something about the null that was pretty important. You want to say that again?
Well, null is used within C to be the end of string indicator. And so that turns out to be very difficult, maybe impossible, to put into a file name. I think it's impossible because all the utilities that refer to file names have C at their root. That most of them are compiled from C. So as soon as they would see a null, they would stop.
They would terminate, wouldn't
yep.
they? Yes, they sure would. And so that's something. And you can't always tell that they are a C file just by looking at them. If it's a compiled file, it'll have very interesting names. Question, Ed, since we're talking about file names, if we look at the file extensions in Linux, you don't necessarily have to have a file extension, do you? Because of the permissions that are allowed in Linux, you could have something like shell scripts don't even have extensions, do they?
Not by requirement, no. Within Unix or Linux, any file name can have the executable attribute, the executable bit set in its mode, is the way the phrase goes. It's hard to avoid the jargon.
That would be a 4, 2, or a 1.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, so I fall back into the jargon and forget that not everybody knows what I'm saying when I mention file modes.
Well, maybe what I'll do is get with you next month. I won't be here the following Tuesday because I have another commitment, but maybe in another month I can get with you and we can talk about permissions. But anyway, back to regular expressions.
Okay.
Regular expressions. Go ahead now.
Well, in addition to the star and the question mark for the things that match either multiple or a single character, you also have what's called a character class. You can start one by open square bracket, and then you can list the characters individually, or you can put a range like A-M for all the letters between A and M, and
wow,
a closing square bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose your file name and say at a particular point I want, say, all the files that begin with A and have a D or a G or an M as its second letter, and then I'll take anything that comes after that.
Oh, that would be nice. So you go A, does each of the letters have to have a set of brackets around it?
No. All the letters within a set of brackets are in one class, and you can have multiple ranges in the class. So you could say, for example, A-E, and next I-N,
mm-hmm,
and finally Y-Z.
And those classes have to have separated brackets, right? So you have... You'd have, for example, find or locate space, and the file names, star, dot, or star, left bracket, A dash, E, left bracket, I dash M, right bracket, left bracket, Y dash Z, right bracket.
Well, in that case, each one of those brackets represents one character amongst that class. If
okay,
you wanted all three of those ranges combined into a single class, you have one set of brackets around all three ranges.
So you just separate them by dashes. And what is the separator? Say you have A-E. Now, what is the separator between the A, the E, and the I, say? See what I'm asking?
Well, they're just typed next to each other.
Okay.
The characters could be listed individually. You could say A, B, C, D, E, and then go for I, J, K, and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But the dash ranges allow you to collapse that so you have less typing and less to read. Then within character classes, you can also have as the very first character after an opening square bracket, you can have a caret or a shift 6 on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that means not.
Oh, okay.
So you could say open square bracket, caret, A, E, I, O, U, close square bracket. Now,
so
that says
all
not
vowels
all
but
vowels.
A. All the vowels but A.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it would be all the,
yeah,
all the vowels would be excluded because I said A, E, I, O, and U all inside a single character class, and it's not that
okay
class for all the characters in that class.
So to put it exactly, you would say not, which is a caret, not open bracket, A-E-I-O.
No, you put the open bracket before because that says I'm beginning to define a character class.
Okay.
And then you put the not if it's going to be there.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's you're listing the characters in the class.
Okay, so you're saying this is any letter except all of the vowels.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, finally.
Yeah, so good. It would be consonants and numbers and so
and
forth.
Marks.
Mm-hmm. And punctuation, mm-hmm. but not vowels.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. What other types of regular expressions do we have?
Well, other utilities make use of more... expansive regular expressions. The file name matching is, as I just explained, that we have a command that's often used in Unix or Linux at the command line called grep.
Mm-hmm.
G-R-E-P. It stands for Global Regular Expression Print. That is, it looks for a pattern described by the regular expression in a text file or in a text stream that goes through a pipe. So with grep, the star says, I want a repeat zero or more times of whatever just appeared before the star.
Mm-hmm.
So if you said C A star T, then you would match like a CAT and CAAT and CT because there'd be zero A's between the C and the T.
Just a moment, we'll identify real quickly.
All right.
I'm Craig Martin, and my engineer is Mike Moore. We're at the Kansas City Linux Users Group. My guest tonight is Ed Allen of Ed's Tips on the Kansas City Linux Users Group, and we're talking about regular expressions. Continuing now, Ed, so if we put a question there, though, then that would be a completely different thing. That would only allow for the one letter after the question, what would that do if you had a question in place of the star?
Within grep mm-hmm. and its relatives, there is grep itself, an egrep, an fgrep, and I believe there's an hgrep somewhere.
Uh-huh.
There's been lots of them developed. Anyway, within the grep family, a question mark means zero or one of whatever precedes it. So a C-A question T would match C-A-T, and it would also match C-T, but it would not match C-A-A-T.
Okay. All right. There's only one A in that case.
Yes.
Okay. And grep stands for what again?
Global Regular Expression Print.
All right.
The reason that happened was that someone at AT&T, when Unix was in its infancy, was taking files that were too big to have in the editor at one time and splitting the file up into pieces. And then he would bring up the editor and look for patterns and save them off to another file. And then when he was done with searching for each pattern in each one of these split out pieces, he would then combine them and make a log of everywhere that pattern appeared anywhere in the document he was examining. But again, it was a slow process because he had so many steps because it would not all fit in the editor. So he complained about that to, I believe it was Ken Thompson, on a Friday evening. He was very frustrated. He'd spent the whole day doing this. And so by the time he came in on Monday morning, Thompson had taken the editor, taken out the pattern searching code, and put it as a command line utility because the guy constantly typed G slash whatever pattern he was looking for, a regular expression, slash P for print that out. So Thompson named the command grep. Mm-hmm. And grep would then look for the exact same pattern description syntax in a file without having to invoke the editor at all. So it cut this gentleman's time to search for his patterns way down.
And, of course, that made things much more profitable for the folks at Bell who developed Unix, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And it turned out to be so handy that other people wanted it kept around so it did not die when that guy's project finished.
Okay. What other things about regular expressions do you have for us tonight, Ed?
Well, let's see.
Or have you covered them all?
No. There is a thing called back references.
Uh-huh.
Back references are able to group portions of a regular expression or capture it and then refer to it again later. Now, you might ask why you'd want to do that. Say, for example, let's say grep space a backslash open parent. That says I'm going to start a collection here, a back reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the back reference, I say a square bracket for a character class, 0-9. Close square bracket. So I'm looking for a digit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I say, just right away, backslash close parent. So now I have closed my back reference group. But then now I can say backslash one, and now it says whatever you found in that first group, what digit you found, I want to see it three more times, and that's the pattern I'm looking for. So if you have four fours in a row, that would be a match.
You sure would.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's just absolutely great. And that's pretty, now that is a pretty advanced thing, isn't it, Ed? You're really getting into some things that are pretty, you have to be fairly advanced to do these things. And so let me ask you, if I type the word info, or not type info, but where would I find things on regular expressions? Would that be in a shell programmer's book?
I have collected some links at home, but I have not put them up on the website. I will make an attempt to put them on our website before the next meeting, where you can go to the website and read about examples of regular expressions and what they can be used to accomplish.
Or shell.
They are tutorials.
Great. So a shell programmer's book also might be a good place if you're, say, for example, using the Bash shell or the C shell. And you
okay.
Wanna, is that, would that
I
be a place
I
you
have,
could do that?
I have links that point to that also. The regular expression tutorials are explicitly on regular expressions. The shell tutorials usually cover a broader range. They address not just regular expressions, but also the changing of modes bits, which you said we might address next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess Linux is a continual education. Nobody ever knows all of it.
Well, it is for me, that's for sure.
It's like you climb a mountain, and you can see from the height of that mountain that off in the distance there are newer heights that you've never even contemplated before. But they are there, and you can eventually reach them. Well, that's the way Linux is.
That's what's nice about Linux is that from beginner to advanced, there's a spot for anybody and everybody, and you're showing that to us, Ed. So basically, when you get the tutorials up, you'll be able to tell us next meeting that they're up, and we can point to them.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate it. What else do you have for us, Ed? Or is that pretty much it on regulars?
Well, I'm leery of trying to overload too much.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that you had ample opportunity there, and we thank you for your time this evening, Ed. It's been very, very educational.
Okay. I will attempt to put up some examples like the thing I used with the grep and the back reference, and maybe some other examples of what they would and would not match.
Now, while I've got you here,
yeah,
while we'll just mention briefly that you can find information on grep on your system. If you have a Linux system and you're using the command line, you type the following, man space grep, and hit enter, and you should be able to find all kinds of stuff on grep. The other place, the other way you can do it, a little bit easier interface maybe, is to type info space grep, and that brings up an Emacs style help screen with grep information depending upon your version of Linux. Am I correct there, Ed?
Yes, you are.
All right. So we can, that will give us a lot of stuff on grep. And by looking at grep and its command line arguments, you can actually see what some of these regular expressions might look like. Now, they're not going to be regular expressions, but the dashes will show you kind of where these switches are. They're called switches. And with grep, it'll show you how you can look for these expressions.
Yeah, some of the switches that people might or might not be familiar with,
uh-huh,
or grep at least, there's a dash I for ignore case, so that you can, when putting in your character classes, do a dash Z, and it matches both lower and upper case. Ordinarily,
wonderful,
it matches separately. So if you're doing a class and you want A through F for a hex digit, 0
mm-hmm
through 9,
yeah,
A through F, you would have to put A through F in upper and A through F in lowercase.
So if you
with the dash I,
mm-hmm,
you just put it in one time and it matches both cases.
And you'd use your left bracket, A dash F, right bracket, left bracket, 1-9, or you could actually just put them all in one class.
Yes.
Couldn't you? You could just go A-F, 1-9, but in between the brackets, and it would look for all that.
Yes.
Well, I'm beginning to learn about regular expressions, Ed. So, again, thank you so much. We don't want to overload the folks, and I think you've done a very nice job, and I'll go home and look on my Debian box and see what it says about grep, because then we can start. And by the way, grep is a command that's not going to hurt anything. You can play with it all day long until you get used to it. It's not going to delete any of your files. It's not going to do anything that's going to damage them. So get out there and play with grep until you get real familiar with it. Is that a sound piece of advice, Ed?
Yes.
All right. Well, I thank you so much, and this is very important for beginners. I think it's going to work real well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're so welcome, and I'm glad to have interviewed you. Ed Allen is the editor of Ed's Tips on the Kansas City Linux Users Group. He's going to leave us now and go to visit with a few people, and next time on Allen's Alcove, we're going to have him talk about modes, CHMOD, and we're going to talk about permissions. And what permissions are and what they mean and why we have to have them, that they are a very good and strong security measure in Linux. And yet they're simple enough that any good qualified user can use it. So Ed has left us now, and we're in the middle of the general discussion. Let's see. Once again, each version of the shell has a different set of regular expressions, by the way, and I want to mention that briefly. If you're using the C shell, it's going to be a little different than Bash. If you're using Corn shell, it's going to be a little different than C shell or Bash. So keep that in mind. And if you want information on the corn shell, info@ksh. And if you're interested in seashell stuff, do info@CSHRC, and you'll be able to get all kinds of stuff on shell programming. There are lots of good books at places like Barnes & Noble about shell programming, but as Ed has said, they don't stick with regular expressions. They cover a lot of shell programming ability. And so you want to make sure, if you're looking at regular expressions, look for these things like star, question mark, and middle of file names. And there'll usually be a topic in the book or in the little tutorials called regular expressions. So that's one thing you can do to find out where all this is going. And the more you know about regular expressions, by the way, the better off you'll be. If you remember your old DOS days, why, that was very important to have regular expressions, because regular expressions in DOS were important. You had to be able to handle file names. I still use regular expressions in Windows when I look for file names. I use the star quite a bit. Don't use the question, but I use star. So regular expressions, very important part of any operating system, and Linux is no exception to that.